Although I guess theoretically it might be possible in some of the other trials looking at other aromatase inhibitors, which kind of brings us to the big Bigfenta trial that was just presented at the St. Gallen meeting. Can you go through the design of that study and what this initial data set looked like?
Yeah, the actual initial design is a little complicated in that originally the company had started a trial which was to be 5 years of letrozole versus 5 years of tamoxifen. And I think that accrued about 1,600 patients. The IBCSG took up interest in that trial at a later stage, but insisted on actually looking at the crossover, which was a very wise decision. So in the remaining 6,000 patients, the trial was essentially a 2-by-2 trial. You could start on either tamoxifen or letrozole, and after 2 years, you were essentially re-randomized to carry on with your initial treatment or swap to the other treatment. That trial now is reported initially on the main comparison, just tamoxifen versus letrozole, but censoring all patients who actually got to that point where they might have switched, so we don't really know anything about the switch yet. And the evidence is emerging very, very strongly that aromatase inhibitor at some stage is a good idea. So that trial has to decide really what to do now in view of that evidence. The only arm that's really at question is the arm that's starting with tamoxifen and staying with tamoxifen. I think it would be difficult, in my view, to justify within this trial carrying on with 5 years of tamoxifen. But the other three arms are all very, very important and will provide us the first really good evidence on switching from an aromatase inhibitor back to tamoxifen. That's the sort of piece that nobody's actually thought about yet. And we will get that information from the big 198 trial. It'll be very important, I think, to know what happens there.
Can you talk about the data they presented?
Basically, the data that was presented was looking at just the initial comparison of letrozole versus tamoxifen, and patients who were randomized to switch, they would have had their follow-up censored at that switch point. So that's a slightly complex analysis. The results were essentially the same in terms of efficacy as what was seen in the ATTACC trial. It was all receptor-positive patients. The hazard reduction was very, very similar. The side effect profile was by and large the same, although it was reported slightly differently. There were a couple of differences that were seen. One was, for reasons which I think are probably due to chance, they found their effect only in node-positive patients. When you look at subgroups, they found only a benefit of letrozole in node-positive patients, which is quite difficult to understand at this stage. And I suspect it's probably the chance finding. If you look at enough subgroups, you're going to see something. But we need to follow that. The other efficacy fact of interest is that at this stage, they found no difference between the PGR-positive and PGR-negative patients. Again, that's a little bit difficult to understand at this stage, but does raise questions as to whether some of these sequencing hypotheses are correct, and we simply have to acknowledge that that data at this stage is different than what's been seen in some of the other trials. And the third thing, which is the most worrying, is that in fact they have a substantial excess of cardiovascular deaths in this study on letrozole compared to tamoxifen, which hasn't been seen in the aromatase inhibitor trials with anastrozole. Whether that's bad luck again and chance, or whether there really are some differences in cardiovascular mortality is terribly important to know, and I'm sure will be scrutinized in enormous detail when they try to get this drug registered.